is next. Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with African football.
Yahias, let's kick off once again with African football. The field is now set for the 16-team Africa Cup of Nations finals to be hosted by Equatorial Guinea beginning January 17th. Ghana, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Mali, and the two Congos, Congo Brazzaville and the Democratic Republic of Congo, earned the final six places on Wednesday. Nine former champions qualified for Equatorial Guinea 2015. Of those nine, Ghana and Cameroon have the proudest Nations Cup pedigrees. The Black Stars of Ghana and the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have each won four Nations Cup titles. Cameroon topped Group D in African Nations Cup qualifying with 14 points from six matches. And Ghana topped Group E with 11 points from six games. The Desert Foxes of Algeria, the 1990 Nations Cup champion, tallied the most points in Nations Cup qualifying with 15 points from six matches. Our VOA football fans will remember the Algerians made history at this year's World Cup in Brazil by reaching the round of 16 at football's premier event for the first time in their history. The Super Eagles of Nigeria also advanced to the World Cup's round of 16 this year. But as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma, the Super Eagles will not get a chance to defend their African championship in Equatorial Guinea.
The 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations will culminate in crowning a new African champion. Despite fighting hard from a 2-0 deficit to hold their South African visitors to a 2-2 draw in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria on Wednesday, African champions Nigeria Super Eagles did not muster enough points to progress to the main contest in Equatorial Guinea next January. Instead, the Republic of Congo, who pipped Sudan 1-0 along with South Africa, qualified from Group A. Elsewhere in Group B, Mali upstairs staged Algeria 2-0 as Ethiopia and Malawi drew 0-0. Gabon beat Lesotho 4-2 as Burkina Faso and Angola drew 1-1 in Group C. Ivory Coast and Cameroon drew 0-0 as the Democratic Republic of Congo slammed Sierra Leone 3-1 in Group D. Guinea beat Uganda 2-0 as Ghana dismissed Togo 3-1 in Group E. Zambia pipped Cape Verde Islands 1-0 as Niger and Mozambique drew 1-1 in Group F action. In Group G, Senegal blanked Botswana 3-0 and Tunisia edged Egypt 2-1. Consequently, the 15 teams joining hosts Equatorial Guinea for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations draws in Malabo on the 3rd of September are Algeria, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cape Verde Islands, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Republic of Congo, Gabon, Ghana, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Mali, Senegal, South Africa, Tunisia, and Zambia.
This is Africa. Zamina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Zamina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Nichabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Zamina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Zamina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
I'm Shegwa Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
Game on, VOA sports fans. As you might expect, Nigerian football fans are despondent over their beloved national team, the Super Eagles, not qualifying for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Let's listen in now to these fans in Nigeria's political capital, Abuja.
In fact, I'm very sad because of the outcome of the result of the game. In fact, the point I can say the coach disappointed us, not the players. If had it been Keshi is a good coach, he's losing two goals, he would have made a substitution. It's a big embarrassment to the whole nation because Nigeria is a giant of Africa, even in football and resources and everything. But we failed to qualify, it's a disappointment.
It's quite unfortunate that Nigeria didn't go through. It's so disappointing. You know, but that's football. We just have to take heart and move on.
Take heart and move on, Nigeria football fans. Let's move on now to boxing. And it's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moweta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sunny. I would say welcome back from Niger.
Yeah, great trip to Nigeria, Nnamdi.
Man, you were lounging, bro.
Yeah, great trip.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Well, Nnamdi, the Pac-Man back in the ring this weekend. He puts his WBO welterweight title on the line Saturday night here in the USA, and it'll be Sunday in China. He fights undefeated American Chris Algieri in Macau. Both fighters, Nnamdi, seem pretty pleased with their training camps. First, let's hear the Pac-Man, and then we'll hear Algieri.
I'm so happy to be back here in Venetian Macau for another fight like this. I believe that it's going to be an exciting fight on Sunday. It's all set. We did our best in training. My team, they're very happy for this training camp. I'm happy because we remember and we see the back those old days when I was young, and the speed and the power and the determination and aggressiveness is there back. So I'm very excited for Sunday for this fight. And I know my opponent is training hard for this fight and excited to win the fight, but I won't let that happen.
I'm excited to be back in China. You know, I had a great experience on the press tour, and now we're here to do work. The talking is done, the hard work is done, the training is done. I'm not going to say too much, but I prepared very well. I'm excited for this weekend. It's going to be a great show. Make sure you guys either come or tune in. You don't want to miss this.
What do you think about Pac-Man Algieri, Nnamdi?
Sonny, I've always said when the fight was made, it's a bad fight for Manny Pacquiao. Bad fight in the sense is fighting a guy who's 3.5 inches taller than him, 5-inch reach advantage, and he's out there looking for a knockout. And when a trainer and a fighter is out there looking for a knockout, you know what will happen, you know. So it's a very bad fight for Manny Pacquiao, and his focus is on Floyd Mayweather, not on Chris Algieri. So some interesting thing could happen in Macau Sunday morning, you know.
Nnamdi, do you really give Algieri much of a shot? He doesn't seem to have the experience of Pac-Man.
Sonny, every boxing purist, every boxing aficionado believe that Manny Pacquiao is going to have an easy fight. I see an upset. I see Chris Algieri winning by decision. And I think he's capable of that because he's a good boxer. He's got a good jab. And this is a guy who has a master's degree, going for his PhD. So you expect a good boxing IQ from this cat, Sonny.
Well, what's your sense, Namdi? Is there much buzz among the boxing aficionados for this fight?
Zero buzz, Sonny. This fight is not happening at the MGM Grand Casino. This fight is happening in Macau Sunday morning. There's really no buzz for this fight. You know, and it's a pay-per-view. That means you got to plug down $70 to sit in front of your TV and watch it, whereas you can just go on internet and follow the fight, you know. So don't expect them to come out and say 500,000 people bought this fight or 800,000. The numbers are going to be really bad. Fight fans are not really up for this fight.
What about Floyd Mayweather, Namdi? Does Pac-Man have to win this fight to set up the possibility of fighting Mayweather?
Well, that's the more reason why I like to see him win this fight, so that he'll be a possibility of that the fight we've all been waiting for with Floyd Mayweather. But there is what we call a rematch clause. If there's a big upset in Macau, there'll be a rematch against Chris Algieri, and then the winner we can start talking about Mayweather. But I still believe that Manny Pacquiao's focus on this fight is not on Algieri. It's all about Floyd Mayweather and Mayweather. I want Mayweather. So, and said, I'm going to blow this guy out in round one. I just don't see him winning this fight, Sonny.
Namdi going with Chris Algieri to upset the Pac-Man in Macau. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. This VOA programming note, my special guest on my 30-minute show on Friday at 17:30 UTC will be Ghana and D.C. United defender Samuel Nkum. Samuel was named to Ghana's World Cup team this year. Once again, Ghana and D.C. United defender.